What does it mean to be honest, dear listeners? Does it mean that you simply give voice to your internal monologue when others ask you what you're thinking? Or does it require going deeper, extracting meaning from that strange space where your fantasies and feelings intermingle? This is Jones and Wolf, a monthly audio fiction podcast featuring original music. This month's story, Alpha Tango Monorail, delivered in partnership with Friction Magazine, is a three-part political thriller that explores the consequences of true honesty. Enjoy. She used to call me guapo, Penelope did, in the days when she kissed my hair. That's what I was thinking about while I sat in this dive bar downtown, while I peeled the label off my fourth Miller beer. What's it take for a man to get a cold one in this city? That's what I said to the bartender. Girl must have been 22. Looked 40. She didn't say a word to me. I don't blame her. I guess I wasn't the most pleasant person to talk to. I had a lot on my mind. A lot had happened over the last few days. I was going through what you might call a crisis. Just last week, thought I had it all. The American dream. My own business in a cutting-edge industry. The Lotus Corporation. Even though it was barely legal, I had enough money to pay the right people and enough high-priced clients to last a lifetime. It seemed like before Lotus, I'd just been a normal guy, slugging it out with the rest of these chumps, hoping for a little luck, looking for my piece of the pie. But Lotus changed all that. The corporation had given me power and respect. But it was also responsible for the mess I was in now, because I had blood on my hands and a dead girl on my conscience. And what's worse, I knew exactly how it got there. Alpha Tango Monorail. I should have known better from the start. At the Lotus Corporation, we use code names for the emotions we sell. Concord Beta Mousetrap. That's the code for confidence. It's our best seller. Rainbow Night Sierra. That's also a popular item. We developed it for the executive type, who works hard all day and needs a little tranquility to escape whatever family issues they've been neglecting at home, so they can relax. Whatever you need to feel, though, for whoever you need to be. That's our motto. Come to Lotus. Cut us a check. We'll have you feeling just fine about your life by the time the ink dries. At the time of the murder, we had over 50 emotions for sale, and our research department was developing more every day. But there's one emotion we had that we never sold. Alpha Tango Monorail. Codename for honesty, left collecting dust on a long forgotten shelf. I guess it's to be expected. Working in Washington, D.C., serving mostly politicians, there's not exactly a huge demand for honesty. Take Don Adams, for example, senator from Virginia, one of our best clients. We made a killing off that guy. But you should have seen him the first time he walked into the Lotus Corporation. He was a wreck, the son of a real estate baron, stumbling aimlessly through life. Stoop-shouldered, bleary-eyed, sallow skin with his hair messed up. This was 12 years ago, mind you. And the first time I spoke with him, the guy says to me, "Please, I need to make something out of myself. I need to prove it to my family that I can be somebody instead of a trust fund leech, which is what they say I am. But I can't do it alone. I can't change without your help. How much to make me a successful man?" Well, I guess we all have different definitions of manhood. But Don Adams, he was talking about the kind you can judge by power and respect. So we had that guy jacked up on so much Concord Beta Mousetrap that you would have sworn he grew up All-American, true blue, hardworking, varsity quarterback, a real champion of the middle class. who rose from nothing to become one of our nation's senators, even though deep down he was just a rich kid who got made fun of in high school, but had the money to buy any future he wanted. And what he wanted most was people to want him back. But it wasn't my job to judge. Clients paid, and I provided a service. And Senator Adams, 12 years later, decided all of a sudden he wanted to go in a different direction. Said he needed a new emotion in order to create a new image for a run at the presidency. But I should have known something was wrong when he asked for Zulu Delta Terror, codename for intimidation, precursor to rage, along with confidence, a very dangerous mix. At the time, Senator Adams said he wanted to appear outraged for the voters. See, there was a sensation in the DMV, a killer on the loose, a maniac targeting young women for random acts of violence. The murder scenes were gruesome, strange symbols carved into their skin, body parts kept as souvenirs. Some of his victims were graduate students at Georgetown, others, prostitutes in rural Virginia. The killings were scandalous and unpredictable. The Post was calling him the DC Slayer, the most notorious serial killer in the last 20 years. And Senator Adams, well, I guess he wanted to capitalize on that fear and convince his voters in the suburbs that he was tough enough to stand up to monsters like that. Now, if I was his campaign manager, I might have suggested a different strategy. But like I said, I didn't get paid to give advice. Clients wrote me checks, and I provided them with the service. That's what I did. And whatever happened after that wasn't my responsibility. That's what I thought at the time, at least. And things might have stayed like that if I hadn't made the mistake of dipping into my own product one day. A little taste from an emotion collecting dust on a long forgotten shelf. Alpha, Tango, Monorail. Codename for honesty. I should have known better from the start. Alpha Tango Monorail was written and narrated by me, Anthony Jones. The music and sound design were done by Joel Wolf. Special thanks once again to Friction Magazine for their partnership. We'll be back next week with the second part of Alpha Tango Monorail. In the meantime, my ephemeral friends, thanks for listening. Your continued support means more to us than you'll ever know.